The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Garage Talk by DJ Chow. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Hello, fam. Welcome back to the Garage Talk. On this episode, we'll be talking about the evolution of driving. I want to start off by saying a little review of episode one. Episode one was pretty cool. It was my first ever episode, so I mean, hopefully you guys liked it. Okay, for today, we're going to be talking about just how the growth of driving has evolved. I want to say successfully because I think the driving has honestly gotten a little bit more safer in some ways. Do a little bit of history today, and we're going to be talking about the first ever person to build an automobile, which was Carl Benz in 1886. You know, obviously it was not like today's cars, but I did read an article where it said it had three wheels, which is kind of crazy. That's literally like what now is called a bike, you could say, quote unquote. Obviously it wasn't that fast, barely anything. I mean, obviously it was better than like going on horse, you know. And imagine, like, they didn't have like no driver's license or like a stop sign, so you could get from point A to point B in like, you know, just a quick minute, I guess. Technically quick minute, because obviously the car didn't go that fast, but you're not stopping, you're not literally doing anything, you just keep going. I also read in the article that they bought fuel at pharmacies. Imagine that. So imagine like going to get like Tylenol or something, and your like gas is right next to it. That's kind of crazy to me. I also wanted to talk about the famous Henry Ford. If most car people know that he was not the first one to make automobile, but he was the first person to make a car that was relatively cheaper and faster. So it was more like modern day cars now. He made a Model T in 1908, and yeah, like not that many people were driving like that. So if you had a car, I mean, that's technically you being a lot richer than most people, you know what I mean? And mind you, like, these people had like no GPS, no air conditioning, no like special electronical things in their car. So I mean, the evolution from then to now is just crazy. Like, you could literally live in your car if you want to, versus people back then, like, they would probably suffer in their car if they decided to live in it. So let's leave behind the 1900s, and let's go to the 1950s, 60s, where you saw a lot more V8s, a lot more muscle, a lot more power, and all that. I mean, it was crazy. Like, you just literally went from a car. You went from the first automobile being like three wheels to four wheels with a V8 engine, and like names for the engines and types of stuff like that. Like, that's crazy. Like, how do you know? This also brought like different things like the highways, getting excited for your license and all that. So, you know, revving the engines, just people straight just making up stuff, I guess. And gas was a whole lot cheaper. That was crazy. Whole lot cheaper. Imagine like having gas that were like cents right now. I would be going to New York. I would be going to New York if gas cost cents instead of freaking $5 now for the gallon. You know, during this era, they made, like, the basics, the Mustangs, Camaros, the Chargers. And that's when, like, different cultures, different countries started making their own cars. Like, the Volkswagen Beetle, Japan started making, like, their cars, the BMW, Mercedes, and all that. You know what I mean? And I also wanted to fast forward to the 80s and the 90s, where cars started really, you know, evolving a lot more and more electronical, if you want to say. Started having, like, the GPS, the air conditioning, the windows, you know, like, you know, I don't know if you guys have been in the cars. I've been in a few trucks where you have to manually pull up the window. Now it's just like a button that, you know, goes up and down and stuff like that, which is convenient in some ways. Yeah. I also wanted to talk about how pollution has also evolved during the evolution of driving as well, just because obviously you guys know gas burning, you know, engine burning gas, all that is just not great for the air. And during this time, they also wanted to make a car that was more efficient, so that's when the Toyota Prius became known as the Toyota Prius and the most, and like the hybrid, you know what I mean. This was pretty much a game changer for some people, because obviously some people would rather focus on saving money rather than having a famous car or a loud car or just a fast car in general, you know what I mean? Like, you can't get the same with a Toyota Prius and a Camaro, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not the same. And for some people, they love this. That's all they buy. Like, some people just really like the hybrids. You know, the hybrids are gas and battery powered, meaning that when you drive, you're pretty much using the gas, but also most of the time you're using the gas, but there's like a 25% chance that you're using the battery, which is saving you from wasting that gas. And these cars are so reliable and so efficient for gas that most people just love that, you know? And I mean, I don't mind that either, because I used to have a Prius as well, which was also a very good car, because I would go from city to city, and I mean, it was not even half a tank versus right now. You guys already know that I have the Challenger, and the Challenger, it's not the best or the fastest Mopar car, but it is a V8 and it burns gas like crazy. You know what I mean? I also have the Tesla, the Model 3, which is also efficient. And honestly, the Tesla, I would say, is way better than the Prius, just because it's full, like, battery. So you're definitely not gonna, like, go at any gas station at all. No matter what, you know, like, if you're at a gas station, people are gonna look at you crazy. But I would say the Tesla is a lot smarter, electrical, and just way better car than the Toyota Prius. But obviously there's a price difference, and like, just a price difference that is the biggest difference, you know, in both the cars. Also ties into now, like the 2000s, 2010s, where cars are breaking for themselves, you know what I mean? Like, right now, like, I'm in my Tesla, and I could easily just take off my foot from the gas, and it automatically brakes for me without even needing to hit the brake. That's just crazy. Also, this car also could do the self-driving mode, which it just drives itself. What was crazy? Seeing the Waymos, I think it was, in the San Francisco. Now, those are scary. Those are very scary. If you live in the Bay Area, you would know about the Waymos. It's like Uber, but without the person inside driving, which is just crazy. So, like, you're in the street and you literally see a car just driving past with no driver, picking people up, you know? Like, I don't know. For me, that would be very scary just because, like, I don't know. Anything could happen at any time. And you're in the busiest city in the Bay Area, you know what I mean? The busiest city in the Bay Area with a car that doesn't even have a driver. That's insane. But can you believe that we literally went from the first car, quote unquote, being three wheels to not even needing a driver? Now that's crazy. But I also read in the articles that people are starting to test hydrogen, solar charging, and synthetic fuel cars, which it's pretty cool. I would say it's pretty convenient. The solar charging would be a little, you know, skeptical, just because, I don't know, like, imagine, like, in the winter when there's not that much sun, like, what are you gonna do? Like, what are you gonna use? There's barely any sun, especially. I mean, I feel like it depends on also what city you're in, because obviously, like, if you buy a solar charging in San Francisco, it's not gonna be super convenient, because over there it's not as solar as, like, Texas compared to that, you know what I mean? But I was also thinking, like, most people love gas engines, you know? They don't want to stop at a charging spot for 30 minutes to charge for a big ride, you know? They just want to go get down the gas station and get along and get back on the road, you know what I mean? So that's also a con, you could say, about these newer cars. Personally, like, taking the Tesla on a big ride, it wasn't, because we've gone to Sacramento, we've gone to, you know, like, cities that are about an hour or two away, which aren't bad at all, but they do have their cons, because you do have to wait a little bit, like, when you're charging. But I mean, if you tell me, like, oh, would you rather wait than do a 5-minute stop but waste, like, half or less than what you're gonna waste with gas, I would be like, yeah, like, I'd rather wait, girl, you know? Because the Tesla, okay, let's see. So for me, being on around 10% and going all the way to 100, it would be around, like, $30 for, like, maybe, like, a 35-minute wait. But honestly, it doesn't even feel like a 35-minute wait unless you're in a big, big rush. Then, you know. But there's also, you could also, like, put your charger at your house. So I don't think it's a big deal like that, honestly. For me, it's not a big deal. I could wait the 30 minutes. I'd rather waste $30 than waste literally $80. So that's a little bit under a half. So yeah, but it also just depends on the person that you are. I mean, if you're a big engine person, diesel or something like that, then maybe, you know, a Tesla or a hybrid is just not for you. Depends on the person also, you know, just depends. Well, that's about it. But can you just believe that we literally started from, quote unquote, first car in three wheels to literally a screen being on next to you, next to the steering wheel? Like, that's just crazy. And what's even crazier is, like, just the evolution, how cars literally changed the whole world, you know? Like, it presented the highways, the stops, and all that. So that's just crazy to me.